From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A suicide car bomb attack in northwest Pakistan today has killed 41 people and wounded dozens of others. The attacker drove a four-wheel drive vehicle packed with explosive material into a military truck that was also carrying explosives. The resulting blast tore through a busy market area. NPR's Julie McCarthy says it was the fourth deadly attack in 8 days in Pakistan.
Television images from the scene in the district that abuts the Swat Valley showed mayhem at the central square. Authorities, meanwhile, continue their investigation of the Taliban's ambush on the Army's headquarters that kept the nation in thrall this weekend. Three more of the Army commandos, who were part of the team that ended the siege, succumbed to their injuries today. They stormed a building where the militants had seized more than 40 hostages and freed 39. But 23 people, nine militants among them, died in the attack at the Army headquarters. Police have reportedly arrested the owner of a house in Islamabad said to have been used by the militants to plan the attack. Also in custody is the sole surviving militant, described as the ringleader of the weekend assault. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pressing the rival leaders of Northern Ireland's power-sharing government to take the final steps in the peace process there. She warned that Irish Republican Army dissidents are eager to undermine the government.
They want to derail your confidence. They are small in number. Their thuggish tactics and destructive ambitions threaten the security of every family in Northern Ireland.
Clinton was speaking to the Northern Ireland Assembly. This year's Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to two American researchers, Oliver Williamson of the University of California, Berkeley, and Eleanor Ostrom of Indiana University, the first woman ever to win the Economics Prize. They studied the way decisions are made outside of the market structures that draw the attention of most economists. A new survey indicates that most economists in the U.S. believe the recession is now over and a recovery has begun. The report by the National Association of Business Economics found that more than 80% of the economists surveyed hold that view. Lynn Reeser is the group's president-elect.
The economists believe that we will recover all of our lost output by the end of next year, but it probably will take quite a bit longer before we recapture all of the lost jobs, probably not until 2012 or even beyond.
And Reeser said the impact of lingering high unemployment is likely to put downward pressure on consumer spending. Senate legislation aimed at overhauling the nation's health care system is being criticized in a new report by the insurance industry today. That report claims the bill would boost the cost of medical insurance for typical families over a period of years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is up 39 points at 9,904. The Nasdaq Composite Index has gained 10 points. The S&P 500 is up 6. This is NPR News from Washington. A news agency in South Korea says North Korea has test-fired 5 more short-range missiles off its east coast and declared a navigation ban in waters off its eastern and western coasts. The launches come a week after North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il indicated that his country is willing to return to multinational negotiations regarding its nuclear program if the North could first hold one-on-one talks with the United States to smooth over what he called hostile relations. The California State Legislature will meet in special session today to address that state's water crisis. From member station KQED, Scott Schaefer has the story.
For the past week, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders in the legislature trying to hammer out an agreement to fix California's old and crumbling water system. The goal is agreement on massive bond measures to pay for new systems of storing and moving water throughout the state. Talks broke down late last night before a deal could be struck, so the governor is ordering the legislature back in session today. California is in the third year of a drought, meaning farmers and urban consumers are having to compete with fish for enough water. State leaders are hoping a plan for a long-term fix can be found as soon as this week. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Amtrak says its ridership has declined by about 1 million passengers over the past year, down to just over 27 million passengers, but that's still the second highest ridership level in Amtrak's history and about 5% above the number of 2 years ago. Amtrak's president and CEO blames the drop-off to the economic recession. He noted, though, that the number of passengers on Amtrak's long-distance trains was up. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.